This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. They talked over each other and the moderators.
I do believe that because I believe he would stay in Washington and deal with it.
And by the end of Tuesday night's debate between David Vitter and John Bel Edwards, one thing was abundantly clear. The two candidates for governor despise each other.
John Bel, you're just wrong.
Senator Vitter, you've been lying sideways in the public crawl since 1992.
A majority of the back and forth focused on Vitter attacking Edwards' voting record in the state legislature and Edwards going after Vitter's record in Congress. The most heated moments came near the end, with a question about hiring trackers and or private investigators. Vitter said,
"We haven't directly hired them, but others in support of my campaign have. But it is a free country."
Edwards said,
"My campaign has not hired, paid for anybody to do any tracking or any investigations. And in fact, Senator Vitter spent $156,000 on private investigation and lied about it and said the money was being spent on legal fees."
"You act holier than thou. You've never hired these folks. You act holier than thou. Oh, we don't do negative campaigning. Well, in fact, you have the most vicious negative ad up right now." I mean, isn't that just completely disingenuous?
With respect to the negative ad, if it's a low blow, it's only because that's where you live, Senator. It's 100% truthful. You didn't say it was untrue. You want me to take it down because you don't like it. I understand that you don't like it. It hits you where you live.
A debate on faith and religion is set for Thursday, with a final statewide televised debate scheduled next Monday. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.